Cole Mamek's going to be on the show at 5:25. Don't be so quick to judge Elijah Lee. I'll tell you why at 5:10. I'm going to talk some Patrick Mahomes here in just a second. But quick update, outside of Jordan Wilkins, Elijah Lee being drafted, free agent signings, or at least guys that are going to get a shot in rookie minicamp: Dante Barnett, Denver Broncos; Mike Moore, Los Angeles Chargers. L.A., right? They're in L.A. this year? Are they San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Playing
LA.
In an MLS stadium.
It's hard to keep all that stuff straight. Deonte Burton, Atlanta. And the part that I don't know about this, and it's hard to know, there's a distinction between guys that are like preferred undrafted free agents that are going to sign some kind of a little deal, and teams can save some bonus money to actually give them for signing. And then other guys just get an invitation to rookie minicamp. And, you know, a player is typically not going to go out there and be like, well, I just got the rookie minicamp invite. They're just going to say, wheels up to Atlanta, you know, whatever it is. So it's hard to know exactly with all those guys. My guess, I would think Shamichael Moore probably got the best deal out of all those guys because he had the most buzz about actually being a draft pick. Long shots, all of them, to make a roster, but – you know, even in a clip that we're going to play later on in the show with the NFL Network guys analyzing Elijah Lee, the same guy who's doing it mentions, well, I saw Shamichael Moore on tape as well, and that guy was making plays. I liked them both. So I think he's probably in the best spot.
Yeah, I agree. And that's actually what – it's probably something that hurt both of them, because you think about it from a schematic standpoint, and teams are going to – tried to divvy up if they're running at Elijah Lee or Shamichael Moore, and it gives both of them fewer overall opportunities to stand out against the other one and potentially be a high draft pick.
Well, a whole other topic that we could get into, it makes you feel worse, I guess, about K-State's situation here, and a guy would be like, yeah, those two guys were all over the place making plays, because, you know, that's a pretty big hole that you're going to have to replace, and we do gloss over, I think, Shamichael Moore leaving for the NFL there. I was thrilled on Thursday with what the Chiefs did to trade up to number 10 to draft Patrick Mahomes. And I've heard from both sides. I thought it would be damn near impossible if you're a Chiefs fan to be upset about this or not like the move. But I have, believe it or not, all I had to do was walk into the baseball press box, I'll tell you that much, this weekend to get pushback on Patrick Mahomes. But push aside what you think about Mahomes based on your opinion formulated by watching him play college football, or if you're just your brain stuck on the loop, Texas Tech quarterback, air raid offense, Texas Tech quarterback, air raid offense, and you can't get out of that loop, you can't think any further than that, just table that for right now and listen to what I'm about to say with an open mind. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you have to love this for a couple different reasons, whether or not Patrick Mahomes was your guy. Admittedly, and I tweeted it right before the pick came, I was thinking Deshaun Watson. I was like, yeah, sign me up. Let's go to Deshaun Watson. That was my preference. I've since come around more to Patrick Mahomes, but what really matters here is that, one, the Chiefs just gave you something to be legitimately excited about. They haven't done this since 1983. You're the one fan base in football that has not gotten a chance to experience what is the most fun thing in the NFL. Outside of winning a Super Bowl, the most fun thing you can have in the NFL is a young first-round draft pick quarterback that you can be excited about. That, you know, say what you want about it being shallow and, hey, the Chiefs winning 10 games a year and getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs, that should hold more value. Dude, people were more excited, for the most part, seemingly about this draft pick at quarterback than just doing the same old thing, the Alex Smith route, losing your first playoff game, losing in the divisional round of the playoffs. This is more exciting than that. It really is. Hope springs eternal right now with all this stuff, and it's a fun thing to experience. But more than that, the reason you should just like this without considering what your opinion is on Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid and John Dorsey, but Andy Reid specifically, felt good enough about this kid to basically use two first-round picks on him. And let's look at the track record of Andy Reid. You always hear people call him a quarterback guru. He is, and his track record is, well, one, the last quarterback that he drafted this high, Donovan McNabb. That worked out pretty well. They played in the NFC Championship game seemingly every year. He molded Brett Favre as an assistant. He always gets a lot of credit for that and turning Brett Favre into what he is today. He took Kevin Cobb and turned him into a commodity. I mean, he was a commodity after what he did with the Eagles because of what Andy Reid was able to do with him. By the way, spread offense, quarterback at Houston. He resurrected Michael Vick. That year that Michael Vick had was just incredible. when he had just been out of the league. And he's won 43 games the last 4 years with Alex Smith. Like, no offense to Alex Smith, but that's a lot of winning to do with Alex Smith as your quarterback. Andy Reid is awesome with quarterbacks, and if a guy that has that successful of a track record with QBs has that much conviction about going up to get Patrick Mahomes, that should tell you something about what kind of quarterback Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah, I'm on board with it. I mean, I had talked about last week that I wasn't too excited about that idea, and part of it was because I had seen a report that the Chiefs were planning to take quarterbacks in the first and second round, which I think would have made no sense at all, and so that's part of the reason that I wasn't very excited. But hearing the reaction and seeing what people are saying, I'm on board with it, and one of the reasons for that is this is some concrete evidence that Andy Reid and John Dorsey plan on being in Kansas City for a long time. I mean, they want this to be the next guy that you put into that conversation with Donovan McNabb and Brett Favre and everybody else, and that's going to be a multi-year process. Absolutely no one should expect Patrick Mahomes to play this season if Alex Smith is healthy. But if you're looking at 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, once Alex Smith has started to enter into that twilight of his career regression, then you're talking about a kid that could basically be coming up and you try to make him Aaron Rodgers replacing Brett Favre. Hopefully Alex Smith does a really good job at molding him and teaching him the ropes.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And there's a ton of that type of thing that really sold me more on Patrick Mahomes, at least as much as I would have been on Deshaun Watson. I was already there with Watson. I got to about the same point with Mahomes when you start considering everything about the situation he's walking into. But the thing that just drives me nuts when hearing some pushback on this from people is you really should not even need to go into all that to realize that this is a good thing. Maybe Patrick Mahomes will not work out, but if he doesn't, it's going to be the exception to the rule for quarterbacks that Andy Reid has hitched his wagon to. It will absolutely be the exception to the rule. So if we're just judging off of history and what has happened in the past with Andy Reid and quarterbacks, this guy's going to be good. He won't be ready right away, but that doesn't matter right now because you do have a guy like Alex Smith that's there.
That was the point I was going to bring up because he has basically a buffer year, right? He's got some time to learn from a veteran quarterback and get to know the system. And I was one of those people, though, that kind of disagreed with the pick. For one, I mean, Kansas City did jump up quite a ways to make this pick. They gave up some draft picks. That's one thing that if it doesn't work out, that's really going to come back maybe to bite you a little bit. But I just truly felt Deshaun Watson was the better quarterback. The better quarterback on the table, more talented. Passing-wise, these guys are pretty similar, to be quite honest with you, but it's running the football. And when's the last time Kansas City has really been a force at running the football? It's been a couple of years, I would have to say.
Well, I mean, a couple of things there. One, most people say, now this is another one of those NFL terms that gets thrown around a lot, but arm talent. But they say Patrick Mahomes has the better arm talent of the two, certainly, than Deshaun Watson. And I would agree with it, too. He had one of the throws they kept showing was against K-State. I mean, just flinging it off his back foot 50 yards to the – ridiculous. He's got it. Mitch Trubisky, Mitch Bisquicky, I have not spent enough time trying to figure out Mitch Netflix's arm and, you know, what all's going on with that. So I can speak to him v. Watson. And the other thing is he is really athletic. Like, that is another part of this. Alex Smith has been able to use until last year, which made him way less effective, his legs. Patrick Mahomes is not Michael Vick, but he's definitely Alex Smith-level athletic. And again, I will reference the K-State game, which he put up 534 yards total offense on this defense, so just had two draft picks, absolutely juked Jordan Willis out of his jock in open space and ran it in for a touchdown. He's athletic. He's very athletic.
And, you know, I mean, talking about Texas Tech quarterbacks and the whole system thing, I mean, I am totally on board that Patrick Mahomes is not Graham Harrell that you're running out there and is just another guy. I mean, that's one guy that comes to mind out of the probably dozen that we've seen over the course of our lifetimes at Texas Tech. But he really is a little bit different and has more of that degree of leadership and ability to him, despite the fact that his win-loss record doesn't really measure up. And that's one of the negatives that a lot of people brought up was his record as a starting quarterback. But come on, man. Like, do you expect him to go out there and play cornerback in addition to quarterback? Because Texas Tech allowed 45 points a game last year. Like, what do you expect him to do in that case?
I mean, to close, if you wanted Deshaun, if you thought Deshaun Watson would be a better pick, I am fine with you having that opinion. Like I said, I started there and I've come back around to just being on board. I mean, mainly just the excitement of having a quarterback took over. But if you want to, we can argue the ins and outs of Watson v. Mahomes, and I'd listen to that, and I don't think you're crazy for that. But I was even hearing just not happy that the Chiefs traded up to draft a quarterback, just total disappointment all the way around. I don't get that. I don't understand how you could feel that
and
way.
And I'll just throw this one quick point out there real quick about why I also like the pick for Patrick Mahomes. At first I didn't like it, but I started to think about it. I was like, okay, this isn't too bad. You got to remember, these two different teams, two different, completely different teams these two guys are coming from, Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Deshaun Watson, yes, he's very talented, but he was on a national championship team. The team he had is the same he had the year before, pretty much, that went to the national championship. He was all around surrounded by talent to help him out, a supporting cast. Patrick Mahomes put that team on his back multiple times.
Yep.
You look at his stat line against Oklahoma from last year. You remember his stat line? 753 yards, 7 touchdowns?
Well, I'm telling you, I suppose I won't sell out who was arguing with me about Patrick Mahomes, but one of the things that you get, well, ask DJ Reed about Patrick Mahomes. Okay, yeah, DJ Reed jumped around and had a pick six. Go watch that game. You can find it on YouTube. Go watch that game again and tell me how many plays he made as opposed to the one pick six that he threw to DJ Reed. My God, the guy had 534 yards of offense. Like, and you're right, it was all him, man. It was all him keeping his team in the game. All you got to do is watch the K-State tape, and that should say enough, in addition to just everything else he did. But that's the best thing I can tell you here. If you don't like it, go watch that K-State game again and come back to me. Cole Manbeck's going to be on the show at 525. At 510, don't be so quick to judge Elijah Lee. When we come back, though, man, I suppose I'll try and put a positive spin on the Royals. We'll see how that goes. This is The Game.